This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good evening, and thank you for listening to High School Softball here on WSMI this evening. My name is David Jenkins. I'm joined by Carl DeBar, and we haven't had much baseball or softball on the airwaves, but we finally have back-to-back days of high school baseball and softball action for you, Carl, and it's the Grace game, as Litchfield and Hillsboro will be honoring Grace Herschelman in today's game. And Carl, this is the first softball game we get to do of the year.
Yeah, it was good to get a softball game in, David, and we got pretty good weather in respect. It's a nice breeze, it's blowing out here, and it's cloudy, so won't be any problems with pop-ups.
That's exactly right. So let's take a look at your starting lineups for each team. Hillsboro, the visiting team, as we're at Litchfield High School today, leading off and playing center field for the Toppers is Haley Major. Batting second and pitching is Katie Shockey. Batting third and playing shortstop is Kai Hanner. Batting fourth and playing third base is Shelby Hooley. Batting fifth and playing second base is Sheridan Lyerla. Batting sixth and playing first base is Chloe Beck. Batting seventh and catching is Alexis Wolf. Batting eighth and the designated player for the Toppers today is Faith Holtz. And batting ninth and playing left field today is Riley Hemkin. And the right fielder and flex player for the Toppers today is Claire Tester. Defensively for the Purple Panthers, Katie Comer is on the mound today. Her battery mate is Lizzie Luttrell behind the dish. In the outfield left to right, Ashley Hickerson is in left field. Mallory Beechler is in center, and Bree Jeffers is in right field. And on the infield for the Purple Panthers, Trish Sipe is the third baseman. Emily Sinian is at shortstop. Kara Pence is at second base. And Carly Bowden is at first base. And Haley Major steps into the batter's box, and we are underway here at Litchfield as Major takes a ball outside. So 1-0 the count on Major to start this game. She's showing bunt again, and it's high for ball two. We will have more high school softball for you hopefully tomorrow evening. We'll tell you more about that later on in this game. And pitch number three of the day is low, and it's a 3-0 count to the Topper leadoff hitter, Haley Major. Hillsboro, the orange tops and black pants. And there's a ball high, so a four-pitch walk for Haley Major, and the leadoff man is on for the Toppers. And that brings up the pitcher for Hillsboro, Katie Shockey. Litchfield, the purple tops and the dark gray pants today. The first pitch to Shockey is outside and low as Major's taking off the second base, and she steals second cleanly. Pitch was a ball to Shockey, so now after the stolen base, the Toppers with a runner on second. Nobody out here in the top of the first inning. The 1-0 pitch is a ground ball down the first baseline. It's foul. That's the first strike of the day for Litchfield pitcher Katie Comer.
Softball, you can play a little small ball. You get that base stolen, then you drowned out and get the runner home, you hope, with some other ground ball.
Yes, you can. The 1-1 pitch to Shockey's a line drive into center field. Beechler comes on and makes the catch for the first out. And we'll have the third place hitter, Kai Hanner, coming to the plate. Hanner, normally the pitcher for the Toppers, but with a big game against Southwestern tomorrow.
We hope.
We hope. She's going to be at shortstop, at least to start today's game. We'll see if she ends up on the mound by the end, but that's to be determined. A line shot in the left field that's going to drop for a base hit. Gets by the left fielder Hickerson, and one run is going to come home as Major races around third and scores the first run of the game after the RBI single by Kai Hanner, and she gets into second base with the error on the left fielder. I think that's the correct ruling there. I don't know that she would have got to second had Hickerson played it cleanly and left. Now the runner on second, still only one out. Shelby Hooley bats for the Toppers. She's the third baseman today. First pitch she sees is high and inside for a ball. Hooley would normally be wearing the number 17 on her back, but we don't have that luxury today because of the special tops. Timeout called, as I believe the wind is blowing the dirt a little bit.
And that it will. Finally dried out a little bit. But forecast isn't real promising, though. We thought we might be rained out today, so.
They pushed the weather got pushed back a little bit. The precipitation, that is, that there's a foul ball, and the count now even 1-1. There might be some precipitation after the game is over, around the time the game should be ending, that is. We will see. Chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening into tomorrow morning. As there's a ground ball base hit into left field. We'll see if they send the runner. They will not. So Hanner holds up at third, and wisely, Hooley takes second base. So she gets a double on that one, every bit of it, as she was running hard right out of the batter's box, and Hanner advances to third. So two runners in scoring position for Hillsborough after the double by Hooley. No defensive miscues there. Just
maybe a little lack of turning quick and throwing.
Yeah, awareness.
That's a bigger factor.
And Sheridan Lila on the first pitch grounds to the shortstop. Good play by Emily Sinion to make the second out of the inning.
Did the quick look back and made the strong throw to first to get the out.
Sometimes you have to look back and make sure they are, in fact, going back to third base. Now with two down and runners on second and third, Chloe Beck bats for the Toppers. She's the first baseman today. The second run for the Toppers, 60 feet away at third base. The pitch is low for ball one. A left-handed catcher for the Purple Panthers and Lizzie Luttrell. Not uncommon in softball. Very rare in baseball. There's a pitch inside for ball two. So Comer looking to get out of this with only allowing the one run in this first inning. Toppers have runners on second, third, two outs, top of the first inning. 1-0 is the Hillsborough lead as there's a foul for strike one. Waiting on deck for Hillsborough is the catcher, Alexis Wolf, if Beck can extend this inning. 2-1 pitch on the way from Comer is in the dirt for ball three. It gets away, and Hanner breaks for home, and she is going to score the second run of the game. Hooley, meanwhile, advances to third. So that was 2-1. I must have missed added a pitch. I thought it was 3-1 as there's a foul ball down the third base line. So I believe it'll be 2-2 then. I counted three balls, but...
Hey, it was. Won't guarantee it, but I thought he said 3-1.
Did he say 3-1? Okay.
Yep.
Three balls, two strikes. Yep. Okay, there we are. The correction. 3-2 to Chloe Beck on the way. Ground ball to the shortstop. Sinion has it. She fires the first and retires the side. But Hillsborough does get two runs in the top of the first. And after a half inning of play, it's Hillsborough 2, Litchfield coming to bat. We're back after these messages on WSMI. We head to the bottom of the first inning between Litchfield and Hillsborough. The Toppers grab the 2-0 lead in the top half of the first. And the Panthers will look to answer here in the bottom half of their inning. Leading off for Litchfield is the shortstop Emily Sinion. She's followed by Mallory Beechler. Batting third is Lizzie Luttrell. Batting fourth is Trish Sipe. Batting fifth is Carly Bowden. And the first pitch to Sinion is skied into right field. Coming on is the right fielder Claire Tester and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. One pitch, one out. Batting sixth for the Purple Panthers is Bree Jeffers. Batting seventh, Ashley Hickerson. Batting eighth is Mackenzie Emerson, who's the designated player. And batting ninth is Katie Comer. Kara Pence is the second baseman and flex player today for Litchfield. First pitch is a swing and a miss by the left-handed swinging Mallory Beechler. Strike one. So again, for Litchfield, Sinion, who popped out, followed by Beechler, Luttrell, Sipe, Bowden, Jeffers, Hickerson, Emerson, and Comer. And there's a foul ball straight back and out of play, and Beechler is in the hole, 0-2. Good turnout here today at the Litchfield High School Sporting Complex. Big crowd for the baseball game behind us, and then big crowd for softball as well. Got a timeout on the field as a baseball made its way onto the field. a foul ball did. So that's, you'll get that every now and then with these fields so close together. Pitch from Shockey is low for a ball. So the count now 1-2 on Beechler. Shockey, left-hander on the mound, has her sign, and the pitch is blooped on the infield, and Hanner's going to make the catch easily for the second out of the inning. And now Lizzie Luttrell steps to the plate for the Purple Panthers, trying to extend this inning after the first two Panthers have been retired. Shockey, meanwhile, looking for a 1-2-3 inning. First pitch, down the middle, but low, called, oh, they called it a strike. It's a problem. I can't hear the home plate umpire, so I have to rely on his hand signals. 0-1 the count to Lizzie Luttrell. The pitch inside for ball one. Hillsboro looking to make a deep postseason run this year. They were seated second in the subsectional. Litchfield would like to do the same, obviously. Shockey steps on the pitching rubber. She peers in, and she fires, and it's inside for ball two. As I said, we hope to have high school softball for you on the airwaves tomorrow evening. If we do, it'll be Hillsboro hosting Southwestern, a big South Central Conference matchup. And the 2-1 pitch to Luttrell outside, but Luttrell swung at it. The count now even, 2-2. Scoreboard reads 3-1. Now they correct it. It's 2-2 on Lizzie Luttrell. And the pitch swung on and missed for strike three, the first strikeout of the game for Katie Shockey. Three up, three down for the Purple Panthers, and we head to the top of the second inning. It's Hillsboro 2, Litchfield nothing. We're right back after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar, back with you from Litchfield High School. We're in the top of the second inning between Hillsboro and Litchfield, and leading off for the Toppers will be Alexis Wolf. She's followed by Faith Holtz and Riley Hemkin. First pitch to Wolf is inside for ball one. Toppers have a 2-0 lead in the top of the second inning. Emily Sinion, there's another baseball that made its way on the field. That is a problem. A second one today. Should we start keeping count of those?
Got two.
We're not keeping count of the pitches, so maybe we should keep count of the baseballs on the field. So the 1-0 pitch on the way from Katie Comer to Alexis Wolf is on the inside corner, called strike one. You will be my ears today, Carl. The 1-1 pitch on the way to Wolf. Swung on and hit slowly down the first baseline, and Bowden has it and steps on the bag for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up the designated player, Faith Holtz, who's the eighth place hitter in the Hillsboro order. Holtz bats from the right side. Comer winds and fires, and it's inside and low for ball one.
Comer definitely doesn't have the velocity that Shockey does for the Hilltoppers. She's going to have to work it more in and out, keep the batters honest.
Absolutely. A 1-0 pitch on the way to Holtz is in the dirt for ball two. Missing low a lot here early on is Comer. The 2-0 pitch, low again as that one, the bottom dropped out of it. And it's a 3-0 count to Faith Holtz. A quick first out, and now trouble for Comer with the second batter. And Holtz swings and misses at what would have probably been ball four.
Good chance.
Also swinging on 3-0. Which I suppose is more common in softball than in baseball, but still. The 3-1 pitch to Faith Holtz, a swung on, ground ball to the shortstop, Sinion. She has it. She fires the first over the head of the first baseman, Bowden, and Holtz retreats back to first. And what do you think, Carl? Was she going to beat that out anyway? That's close.
I think, well, the sad thing is a good throw. I think the throw beats her, but it's just high.
We got to give her an error then. Sounds like
some good play as far as fielding, righting yourself and making a strong throw.
And there's another ground ball. This one to the third baseman, Sipe. Sipe, no play as no one was covering second base, so we will call it an infield single by Riley Hemken. And Holtz advances to second on the play. So Holtz reached first base on an error by the shortstop. Riley Hemken reaches first base on a slowly hit infield single. And now back to the top of the order for the toppers. And Haley Major, she hits a ground ball down the third baseline. This one is foul. Major led off the game with a walk and came around to score. Looking to add on to that two-run Hillsborough lead. One out in the top of the second inning. Runners on first and second for the toppers. And there's a line drive just foul. Now Major's down in the count, 0-2. You can tell these toppers hitters are wanting to be a lot more aggressive now at the dish. Shockey waits on deck for Hillsborough. Major at the plate for the toppers. And there's a foul ball off the ankle. That stings. Comer trying to pitch out of a jam for Litchfield. Runners on first and second. Only one out in the top of the second inning. Hillsborough a 2-0 lead. Both runs scored in the top of the first. The 0-2 pitch, off-speed pitch, stays high, and it's 1-2. Holtz is at second base after the error. Hemken is at first. 1-2 pitch to Haley Major. Fly ball into center field. Beechler's going back. She's at the track wall, and it is gone. A three-run homer off the bat of Haley Major makes this a five-run ball game.
Well, we mentioned the wind. A nice breeze, by the way, is blowing out, and you can tell it's carrying very well if you get the ball up in the air.
And Haley Major did just that, and it's a 5-0 lead for the toppers. Still only one out in the top of the second inning. Now Katie Shockey steps to the plate, and she flew out to the center fielder in her first plate appearance. She got under it, did Major, but it just kept carrying. And there's a strike right down the middle to Shockey, 0-1. And that wind is blowing directly out to center field. So anything in the air, probably
going to ride.
Yeah. 0-1 pitch to Shockey. It's a ground ball hardly hit through in between the second and first baseman, and it is a one-out single. So the inning continues. And now Kai Hanner will bat. She reached first base on a single and got to second on an error. It was an RBI single in the first inning. First pitch to Hanner outside for ball one. I'm sure Hanner loves pitching, but she has to appreciate a day off now and then as well. Comer peering in. She winds, and she fires. And there's a ground ball down the third baseline. It's foul, and it's 1-1 now. Shockey was running on the pitch. Hanner peers down to her third base coach, Brett Tekin, for the signals. Litchfield led by head coach Jessica Ball. Hanner, a 1-1 pitch, high for ball two, and Shockey steals second base on the play. So another runner in scoring position for the toppers, already leading 5-0 in the top of the second inning.
Well, we had two balls in the field, and here's our first train.
Yep. We've had two balls. Yep, that's right. So we should keep track of that as well. Train number one. There's a line drive base hit into left field. They're going to wave Shockey home. Here's the relay, no throw home, and the sixth run of the day will score for the toppers. RBI single by Kai Hanner, her second RBI single, makes it a 6-0 lead for the toppers. And now Shelby Hooley steps to the plate for Hillsborough. She doubled in the first inning and was stranded at third. It's a ground ball through the legs of the third baseman, but that was hit hard enough. We'll give her a base hit. That's a tough play as Hooley reaches on a single. Hanner moves up 60 feet. So the hits just keep on coming for the Topper. Still only one out, and Sheridan Lyerla will bat. She's the eighth hitter to come to the plate in this inning. 6-0, Hillsborough with the lead. Off-speed pitch misses high for ball one to Lyerla. Waiting on deck is Chloe Beck. Pitch inside, catches the corner for strike one. 1-1 the count. Runners on first and second for the Toppers in the top of the second inning. Hillsborough leading Litchfield 6-0. The 1-1 pitch swung on and missed. Fooled her on an off-speed pitch, and they've got the runner hung up at third. The tag is applied for the second out of the inning. Hanner was trying to steal third. Hooley, meanwhile, moves up to second base. And Lyerla down in the count, 1-2. But for Litchfield, an all-important second out. Now the 1-2 pitch to Lyerla as a line drive almost hits the runner as it's knocked right up the middle for a base hit. The runner, Hooley, stops at third base and Lyerla on first with a single. Not sure Hooley saw that ball coming right at her because she hesitated for a little bit. Now Chloe Beck steps to the plate, and she's hit by the pitch. And Hillsborough has batted through this second inning. Now Alexis Wolf, who grounded the first baseman for the first out of the inning, steps to the plate yet again. 6-0 our score, and the bases are loaded here in the top of the second inning. The game has already broken open a little bit, but Wolf could bust it open here as there's a pitch inside and high for ball one.
Bases loaded, big opportunity.
1-0 pitch, a ground ball weakly hit off to the left side, and it's a foul ball. Makes it 1-1. Katie Comer looking to get out of this jam, only allowing the four runs in this inning. It's a 6-0 lead for the Toppers, and there's a foul off to the left side. Now the count is 1-2. Comer a strike away from getting out of it. Toppers scored two in the first. They've plated four here in the second, and the bases are juiced for Hillsborough. A 1-2 pitch to Wolf as a weak ground ball to the third baseman. Sipe has it, fires the first, the stretch is there, and the side is retired. But Hillsborough plates four in the inning, and after 1.5, it is Hillsborough 6, Litchfield 0. We'll be back with the bottom of the second after these messages on FM 106. In the bottom of the second inning, Litchfield will have the 4, 5, and 6 hitters. It'll be Trish Sipe, Carly Bowden, and Bree Jeffers. They are in the hole, trailing Hillsborough 6-0 as they bat in the bottom of the second frame. Sipe is the third baseman today, and she's looking to be the first base runner for Litchfield. She sees ball one high and inside.
She's already seen some action defensively with some hard-hit balls.
Yes, she has.
One that shot by her within the blink of an eye.
The 1-0 pitch on the way to Sipe, down the middle, called strike one. They were retired quickly in the bottom of the first. We'll see if the same is true here in the second. 1-1 pitch from Shockey to Sipe is low for ball two. We'll have Cardinals baseball for you tomorrow as the Cards will wrap up their series against the Phillies. That game we'll have for you with the broadcast beginning at 11:20 on AM 1540. As there's a swing and a miss by Sipe, and the count is even 2-2. You can hear that game on FM, except it's on 106.9. Cardinals took the first game against the Phillies by a score of 6-0, and there's a weakly hit ball. You got to be quick, and they are, as the first baseman, Beck, fielded it and fired to Lyrla for the first out of the inning.
You'll get some strange spins on some of these balls hit on the infield.
Yes, you will, and the ball died on impact, so it wasn't going to roll foul either. And Carly Bowden steps to the plate for Litchfield. She bloops it to the first baseman over her head. Lila's got to be quick, and she fires and isn't going to be in time. And that is an infield single for Carly Bowden. That was hit weakly but far enough over the outstretched glove of the first baseman. First hit of the day for Litchfield in the second inning. And now Bree Jeffers to bat for the Purple Panthers with the runner on first, only one out. First pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. Lyrla had to be quick, and she just wasn't quick enough. Is really no play there at first base. 0-1 pitch on the way from Shockey to Jeffers. A swing and a miss, and now Jeffers down in the count, 0-2. Shockey, a left-hander on the mound, normally in center field for the Toppers. Today, she is pitching. The 0-2 pitch outside, and it's 1-2. I said off the air in between the innings, or the half of the inning, that Kai Hanner is the only defender for Hillsborough without a mask on the infield. 1-2 pitch is high and inside for ball two. And you said, Carl, you can understand shortstop and second baseman not necessarily needing a mask.
That's bad. There's no big difference. Yeah, you have to play in sometimes for a bunt.
2-2 pitch called, strike three, right down the middle, and Jeffers is down looking. Now with two down, that'll bring up Ashley Hickerson.
Imagine only being 15, 20 feet away, and the pitcher, of course, all the time, but your third baseman and first baseman have to come in for bunts a lot of times, and sometimes they swing away.
Shockey steps on the rubber, winds and fires. Swinging is Hickerson and misses, so strike one to Ashley Hickerson. Carly Bowden got a one-out single for Litchfield. And she waits there as this ball's hit high and deep into left field. That could be trouble. It's over the wall for a two-run homer off the bat of Ashley Hickerson, and Litchfield is on the board. We said, Carl, if anything was hitting the air in the outfield, it was going to carry, and it did carry just enough over the left field fence. And that'll make it a 6-2 ball game here in the bottom of the second.
No doubt about it. If you get it up there, it's carrying good with a breeze.
So now Mackenzie Emerson, the eighth place hitter in the Litchfield batting order, bats with the bases empty and two down. Six to two, Hillsborough still leading in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch from Shockey to Emerson misses the corner, and it's ball one. Katie Comer waiting on deck for Litchfield if Emerson can extend the inning. 1-0 pitch. Called strike one. No. Called low. Ball two. I thought he said strike. So the 2-0 pitch on the way to Mackenzie Emerson. Low for ball three. And now Shockey dealing with some control issues.
Might be a little upset giving up the two-run homer.
3-0 the count on Mackenzie Emerson with two outs. The pitch catches the outside corner for strike one. Well, the first inning took all of 10 minutes, the second inning taking much longer.
And we've had quite a few more runs scored in the second inning.
Yes, we have. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and it's now a full count. We welcome all of those listening online at WSMIRadio.com. We appreciate our streaming audience. Swing and a miss, and Emerson is down swinging. But Litchfield does get on the board, and after two innings of play, It's Hillsboro 6, Litchfield 2. We'll be back with the third inning right after these messages. Leading off the top of the third inning for Hillsboro will be Faith Holtz. She's followed by Riley Hempkin, and then the top of the order in Haley Major. Holtz reached on an error and came around to score in that four-run second inning, and she grounds the ball back to the pitcher weakly. Got to be quick, and it's not going to be in time. I'm going to go ahead and give her a hit because the pitcher was falling off to the side, so wasn't really in good defensive position to make that play to start with, although she could have made the play. So Holtz reaches on an infield single, hustling down the line. There's a ball to Riley Hempkin in the count 1-0 to the ninth place hitter. Hempkin singled and scored in that second inning. We're at 6-2, our score, in the top of the third inning. Hillsboro leading Litchfield, and there's a ball high. It's 2-0. Leadoff man reaches for the second time in three innings for Hillsboro. Leadoff gal reaches, I should say. There's a pitch in the dirt for ball three.
Yeah, it was the bottom part of the lineup of Hilltoppers that got that rally started last inning.
It was Faith Holtz who got it started. There's a pitch inside and a four-pitch walk to Riley Hempkin. Hillsboro threatening yet again with nobody out. Back to the top of the order in Haley Major. Major homered in her last plate appearance. She's got two runs scored. She's also reached on a walk. First pitch she sees is a line drive left center field. It's going back, and that's off the wall, off the top of the wall. One run's going to score. The second run will end up at third base, and Major has a double.
You know, David, she just didn't get that ball up in the air.
No, she didn't.
It was more on the line drive. It still got to the fence.
Yeah, I didn't think it was hit hard enough to
go to the fence.
She's
not going to get a homer there because she gaffed it, but no.
Off the top of the wall.
Almost got it out of here on the line.
So a run does score to make it 7-2. And Hillsboro with runners on second and third, and Katie Shockey batting for the Toppers. Shockey 1-for-2 with a single. She grounds another one right back through the middle, to the right side, and it's one run scored. Here comes the second, a 2-RBI single by Katie Shockey. Has heads-up base running for the Toppers there, makes it a 9-2 Hillsboro lead. So they've already got both those runs back that Litchfield scored, and then one more here in the top of the third inning, and Kai Hanner bats, and they are just swinging away, not letting any pitches go by. Runner on first for Hillsboro, nobody out here in the top of the third inning. Kai Hanner is at the dish for the Toppers. 9-2, Hillsboro leading. Hanner has singled twice. Ooh. And that is a pop out for one out and a double play at first base as the ball hit the bat and was caught by the catcher. I was confused. And it is a force out at first base, so she is doubled off. Wow. Wow, what a defensive play. Heads-up play. And Shockey didn't get back to first base in time.
And a tough catch. Let's face it, any time the ball just deflects off the bat, it's hard to catch it as a catcher.
So a quick two outs there. And now with two down, Shelby Hooley steps to the plate. And there's a pitch in the dirt, 4-1 to Hooley. I think the first base coach was trying to get an explanation, thought she might have had to tag her, but because it was caught in the air, it wasn't a pickoff play. It was a straight double play. So you just had to step on the bag. So Hooley bats with the bases empty and two down here in the top of the third. A 1-0 pitch is inside for ball two. Count 2-0 on Hooley. 9-2, Toppers leading in the top of the third inning. The pitch from Comer down the middle called strike one. Heads-up play by Lizzie Luttrell and Carly Bowden have the wherewithal to step on the bag. Good defensive play there by the Purple Panthers. The 2-1 pitch is ground ball down the third baseline, foul, and it's even 2-2. Two and two is the count on the topper third baseman, Shelby Hooley. Comer steps back on the pitching rubber. She winds and fires. A blooper into right center field is going to drop for a two-out base hit. And the inning continues for the toppers. Sheridan Lyerla will bat now. She has doubled and singled in this ballgame. Has yet to score a run. I'm sorry, I was looking at the wrong player. I'll get you her numbers in just a second. As there's a ground ball to third base, and the throw pulled the first baseman off the bag. So an error on the third baseman allows Lyerla to reach. And the inning continues now with runners on first and second for the toppers. Lyerla, I should say, singled and was retired with a ground ball in the first inning. So now Chloe Beck bats, who is 0-for-1. She also reached base after being hit by a pitch. Jessica Ball is going to have a word with the base umpire, as she thought Bowden's foot was on the bag, and I thought it might have been as well.
It was off and then back on.
Yeah.
Question was, then, was it in time?
Well, that I cannot say, so.
But it did look like she did get her foot back on the base.
I thought it was an out, but nevertheless, the inning continues, and toppers have runners on first and second, two outs for Chloe Beck in the top of the third. Katie Comer winds and fires and pitches low for ball one. Beck is the eighth person to bat in this inning. Alexis Wolf waiting on deck. Wolf is the catcher. She's got her shin guards on just in case. Strike called, and count is even 1-1. Three runs have scored already in this half of the inning for the toppers. They scored two in the first, four in the second. They lead 9-2. Here's a ground ball through into left field, and another run is going to score for the toppers off the RBI single by Chloe Beck. And that'll bring up Alexis Wolf now, who's 0-for-2 on the day. She made the first and last out of the second inning. Runners still at first and second for Hillsboro, now 10-2, the toppers leading. First pitch to Wolf, gets to the backstop, and the runners will each advance 60 feet. Ball one to Alexis Wolf. We're in the top of the third inning. Two base runners on for the toppers. That pitch is high, but catches the zone, and it's strike one. Those two runners, if they both score in this inning, will make it a 10-run lead for the toppers. Katie Comer for Litchfield trying to prevent that. There's a ball high, and it's 2-1. Comer also will lead off the bottom of the third inning, provided there are no substitutions. The 2-1 pitch on the way to Alexis Wolf. In the dirt, and it's 3-1. Waiting on deck for Hillsboro is Faith Holtz, who led off this inning with a single. The 3-1 pitch to Wolf. Ground ball down the third baseline, foul, and now the count is full. Top of the third inning, toppers leading Litchfield 10-2. Hillsboro with runners on second and third, and Alexis Wolf at the dish. Katie Comer for Litchfield winds and fires. It's inside for ball four. And the bases will be loaded for Faith Holtz.
Third walk of the ball game for Katie Comer, along with a hit batsman. For the most part, the toppers have earned their way on in this game.
Holtz looks at a ball inside. It gets away from the catcher, and she will score. The runner at third will score. And The other runners will each advance 60 feet, so it's an 11-2 lead now for the Toppers after the pass ball. My scoreboard is all kinds of messed up right now. Scorebook, I should say. 1-0 is the count to Faith Holtz as the home plate umpire will clean off the plate. Runners on second and third for the Toppers. 11-2 the lead for Hillsboro. Two outs. So Katie Comer just an out away from ending this inning. And there's a ground ball base hit right back up the middle. One run scores. They will hold the other at third. And the inning just keeps on going after the RBI single by Faith Holtz. I may not have enough room in my scorebook for this game. Now Riley Hemkins steps to the plate for Hillsboro. She walked and scored, and she hits a weak ground ball, and it's going to be foul as the third baseman picks it up. And I think that's fortunate for Litchfield because Hemkins was going to beat that throw.
Do you believe you're correct? The speed and just the time it took the third baseman to get to it.
So the count now 0-1 on Riley Hemkin. She has her number on the back of her helmet, so I do know one player's number.
Well, she shares her helmet now.
Well, that's Batty's true. Helmet. That's true. The pitch is high for ball one. The count now even 1-1. 12-2 our score. Hillsboro leading Litchfield in the top of the third. The 1-1 pitch inside for ball two.
And you could go by ponytails and bows. There's two or three of them that have different colored bows.
Yes.
Not all of them, though.
I haven't been paying attention to those yet, though. The 2-1 pitch to Hemkin is inside, gets away, and another run will score. Makes it 13-2. And Holtz will move up to second base on the play.
Our on-deck batter has an orange-white bow. I know another player had a bow of a different color.
I'm going to have you keep track of those.
And you got number 6 helmet, so we got a third of the team covered now.
3-1 is the count on Riley Hemkin, and the pitch swung on him.
Good pitch.
Was that a foul ball? Or? Nevertheless, it's strike two, but I wasn't sure if she got a piece of it or not.
Did hear something. I'm not sure. It sounded more like the catcher kind of caught it barehanded a little bit.
So the 3-2 pitch on the way from Katie Comer to Riley Hemkin in the dirt for ball four. And the inning will continue. And back to the top of the order and Haley Major, who has not been retired yet. And Major has walked and scored in the first, homered in the second, and doubled and scored earlier this inning. This is her fourth bat of the day. We're just in the third inning. And a high pitch for ball one. Waiting on deck is Katie Shockey. A long third inning, long top of the third inning here for the Toppers. They have plated 7 runs in this inning. There's a line drive down the left field line. Going to go foul and out of play for strike one. 13-2, Toppers lead by 11 over Litchfield here in the third.
Remember, this inning has the double play, doesn't it?
Yes, it did.
A great double play. You think would have got things over with for the Panthers, but did not.
Those were the only two outs of the inning so far. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Major. A high fly ball. That's going to stay in play. Will it be caught? It will, as Trish Seip makes the catch for the third out of the inning. But the damage is done, and after 2.5, it's Hillsboro 13, Litchfield 2. We'll be back with the bottom of the third after these messages on WSMI. Litchfield will have the 9-1-2 hitters in the bottom of the third inning as they face an 11-run deficit. It'll be Katie Comer, Emily Senyon, and Mallory Beechler. And the first pitch to Comer is on the outside corner for strike one. Hillsboro has already batted through 3 times and has started their 4th time through the order, and Litchfield is not yet through the order completely. Katie Comer, the 9th place hitter. She hits a high fly ball to center field. Major going over to her right and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. And now Emily Senyon bats for the Purple Panthers. She flew out to the right fielder in her lone plate appearance. Shockey pitching well so far, has only allowed two hits in this game. Both came around to score on the home run as there's a strike one to Sinyon.
KD with three strikeouts. Hasn't walked a batter. It's a key factor. Makes it a lot easier for a pitcher when they don't give out those free passes.
Yes, it does. The 0-1 pitch is in the dirt. 4-1, 1-1 the count. One of the hits for Litchfield was not hit very hard, just over the glove of the first baseman, and it was a tough play for the second baseman to make. So she reached on a hit, and then the other was a no-doubter home run, so left field. There's a pop-up off to the right side and out of play, and it's 1-2 now on Emily Sinyon. Ashley Hickerson hit that two-run homer in the second inning. Made it a 6-2 game, and now it's 13-2 after Hillsborough scored 7 in the third inning. There's a ground ball to the third baseman. Hooley has it, fires the first. That's an infield single as her legs just beat it out. Now, Emily Sinyon with the infield single. And with one out, Mallory Beechler bats. First pitch to Beechler is a high fly ball off to the left side. Hooley camped underneath it and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. And Lizzie Luttrell will step to the plate now for the Purple Panthers. She's 0-1 on the day with a strikeout. She bats with Sinyon on first base for the Purple Panthers. Luttrell, a left-handed hitter. Shockey looking to get out of this without allowing a run to score. First pitch on the inside corner called strike one. To Lizzie Luttrell. A 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 0-2 now. That one was way out of the zone, but it fooled Luttrell. Shockey steps on the rubber. She has her sign. She winds and fires, and it's a ground ball to the first baseman, Beck. She steps on first, and the Purple Panthers are retired. So Litchfield goes down quietly in the third. We head to the top of the fourth inning. Hillsborough leading Litchfield 13-2. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. We head to the top of the fourth inning. Hillsborough leads Litchfield 13-2 in this high school softball game from Litchfield High School. Leading off for the toppers will be Katie Shockey. She's followed by Kai Hanner and Shelby Hooley. Shockey on the day popped out in the first inning, singled and scored in the second, and had an RBI single and was doubled off of first base in the third. Hillsborough has stranded 6 runners in today's ballgame, but they've scored 13, so that's okay. First pitch from Comer to Shockey is high and outside for ball one. Comer looking for her first quick inning of the day for Litchfield. The quickest inning she's had so far came in the first inning when 6 toppers came to bat. There's another ball outside. It's 2-0. She did only allow 2 runs in that inning, though. Katie Comer on the mound for the Purple Panthers. 2-0 pitch on the way to Katie Shockey. Gets the top of the zone, and it's 2-1.
Katie has not recorded a strikeout. She's walked forward, hit a batter in that ballgame.
There's a pitch outside and low for ball one. It's 3-1 now on Shockey. Shockey steps in to the left side of the plate, and the pitch is outside and high, and a leadoff walk for the toppers. Third time in 4 innings, the toppers have had their leadoff hitter on. That'll bring up Kai Hanner, who had the ball, the pitch, go off of her bat, and the catcher caught it for an out, And Shockey was doubled off back in the third inning. And they've got Shockey hung up, but she's going to steal second base. Heads up, base running. As they thought they had Shockey picked off, but she steals second base. Good heads up base running by Shockey. The pitch was high for ball one. So another runner in scoring position for the Toppers. C. Hanner's got her number on the back of her helmet, too. Seven. Pitch high and inside is ball two. She knew not to duck and stick her bat out on that one. 13-2, Hillsboro leading Litchfield in the top of the fourth inning. The 2-0 pitch to Kai Hanner is high for ball three. Katie Comer on the mound for the Purple Panthers. It's been a lonely day for her. She has allowed 13 runs. 3-0 pitch is in the dirt, so a 4-pitch walk allowed to Kai Hanner. That'll bring up Shelby Hooley. Still nobody out here in the fourth. Hooley doubled in the first, singled in the second, and singled in the third. She's scored one run. First pitch is a line drive down the left field. It's going to go off the wall and be extra bases for Shelby Hooley. One run scores, and the other has to hold up at third base. A double for Shelby Hooley, drives in a run, makes it 14-2. That one could have gotten out, but hit off the top of the wall. And now Sheridan Lyerlow will bat for the Toppers. Still nobody out, and the pitch gets away, and the runners will stay put. Ball one to Lyerla. Lyerla on the day, grounded out to the shortstop in the first, singled and was stranded at first in the second, and then reached on an error in the third. She bats here in the fourth. The pitch gets away again, back to the backstop. It's ball two. Hanner perhaps not fleet of foot down there at third base, or they're just being conservative with a 12-run lead.
And nobody out.
Right. 2-0 is the count to Sheridan Lyerla. Chloe Beck waits on deck. The second train of the day here at Litchfield. There's a pitch high and inside for ball three.
Ties up. The baseball's on the field.
That's right. We haven't had a baseball on the field in a while. Had a couple early and haven't had one since. The 3-0 pitch on the way from Katie Comer to Sheridan Lyerla. On the outside corner, called strike one. Maybe a generous call, but we'll take it. A 14-2 lead for Hillsboro here in the top of the fourth. 3-1 pitch, inside corner, called strike two. That one also looked questionable. For the 12-run lead, anything could be a strike now. 3-2 pitch is a ground ball hit weakly to the left side. Third baseman has it. She double clutches and fires to first for the first out. And they called her out at first base. She didn't realize, the runner didn't realize, and the run does score as the throw home is wild. And that is one out in the inning. And now Chloe Beck bats with a runner on third, only one down. As Lyerla was headed to second base on the wild throw, but she was already out.
Topper's so used to running the bases, they just don't realize they are out sometimes.
That's right.
The other one didn't want to leave either, remember, on the double play.
That's right. Chloe Beck now bats. She has an RBI today, and the pitch is in the dirt and inside for ball one. My scorebook is overlapping each batter now. I've had just about everybody hit in every single inning for Hillsboro. Almost. There's a pitch high for ball two. Beck today grounded out to the shortstop in the first, was hit by a pitch and stranded in the second, and then had an RBI single in the third. She grounds hard to the left side and through for an RBI single there. Our score now 16-2. As Hooley comes home on the play. And now Alexis Wolf will bat, and we're going to have a conversation on the mound by Litchfield head coach Jessica Ball. 16-2, Hillsboro leading after scoring three in this fourth inning so far. Still only one out for the Toppers, and Alexis Wolf will bat. Long conversation here on the mound. Are they going to make a change? We will see. Alexis Wolf on the day, grounded out to the first baseman in the second inning. Also in the second inning, she grounded out to the third baseman. In the third inning, she walked and came around to score. Now she has her fourth plate appearance today. Comer is going to stay in the game for Litchfield. So we will be ready to resume play here at Litchfield. The Toppers with the runner on first, only one out, leading 16-2 in the top of the fourth inning after Hillsboro has scored three runs in this inning so far. The first pitch to Wolf. Called strike and the fire down to first base. Ball scoots away but not far enough for the runner to advance. 0-1 the count on Wolf. A lot of walks allowed by Comer today, Carl.
Six walks, hit batsman, so.
No strikeouts either.
Yeah, no strikeouts. So add those seven extra base runners.
That's right. 0-1 pitch to Wolf,
it
hits her.
Hit batsman. Second.
So a hit batter, her second of the day, and it'll be runners on first and second for Hillsboro. Still only one out. And Faith Holt, no. It's not going to be Faith Holtz. It might be Claire Tester. But I don't know, Carl. I don't know because there's no numbers. I'm going to assume it's Tester because it's someone different, but who knows? It could be Patty Jackson for all we know.
Yes.
There's a ground ball to the third baseman, Sipe, and she can't field it cleanly, and that will extend the inning as Tester reaches on the air by the third baseman. And now Riley Hempkin will bat for Hillsboro.
It's a case of just wanting to get to third base before you catch the ball. And
yeah.
She had an easy force out at third.
There's a ball high to Hempkin. Hempkin has not been retired on the day either. She singled and scored in the second, walked and scored in the third, and walked and was stranded in the fourth. Also in the third, I should say. There's a strike down the middle to Riley Hempkin. The count now even, 1-1. 16-2, Hillsboro leading Litchfield in this high school softball game. The South Central Conference matchup between these two teams. There's another pitch high for ball two, 2-1 the count. Hillsboro with runners, the base is loaded. I didn't realize that. And there's a pop-up on the infield. The pitcher, Comer, makes the catch for the second out of the inning. And now we're back to the top of the order, and Haley Major. Nope. It's not going to be Haley Major. It's going to be a pinch hitter.
20 for 3.
20 for 3. Who is that?
I don't know if they actually gave you some numbers, maybe.
Not on the subs.
Oh, I can't.
I'll have to pull out the roster. I do have the roster. It'll be Zoe Honchel. So in for Haley Major, Zoe Honchel.
Bat.
Probably, but we'll see. Major's day could be done. We'll see. The base is still juiced for the Toppers. 16-2 lead for Hillsboro with two outs in the top of the fourth inning. First pitch from Comer to Honchel in the dirt for ball one. dominant game for the Toppers here at Litchfield. A strike called, and it's 1-1 now. Katie Comer looking to get out of this inning. She's allowed 3 runs this inning. 1-1 pitch, late swing, and it's now 1-2. Honchel confused on that offering. Now the 1-2 pitch on the way from Comer to Honchel. Weak ground ball to the right side. Pence has it and fires the first for the third out of the inning. But Hillsborough, yet again, adds 3 runs, and after 3.5, it's Hillsborough 16, Litchfield 2. We'll be right back with the bottom of the fourth after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar, back with you from Litchfield High School, where we are headed to the bottom of the fourth inning between Hillsborough and Litchfield, and the Toppers hold on to a commanding 16-2 lead as the Purple Panthers bat. Leading off for the Purple Panthers is Trish Sipe. She's followed by Carly Bowden and Bree Jeffers. Sipe 0-for-1 on the day, grounded out to first in her only plate appearance. Katie Shockey still on the mound for the Toppers. And there's a strike 1 on the outside corner to Sipe. 16 runs scored by the Toppers in this game. They've scored in every inning so far.
Katie Shockey, 3 strikeouts, no walks.
Strike 2 called to Sipe. She's down on the count, 0-2.
Could say she's only made one bad pitch in the game. The
really,
home run.
Really, she has. I mean, the other hit she gave up.
Right. Wasn't much. No. It was a little blooper.
And there's a weak ground ball hit to the third baseman, Hooley. She has it. She fires the first for the first out of the inning. Sipe retired 5-3. And that'll bring up Carly Bowden, who did get the first hit of the game for Litchfield and came around to score on that 2-run homer.
Litchfield's been very efficient with their base runners.
Yes, they have.
But you got to get more of them in a game like this.
There's a strike down the middle to Bowden. It's 0-1. Litchfield was scoreless in the first, 2 in the second, and scoreless in the third as they bat here in the fourth inning. Ground ball up the middle. Nice stop by Shockey. Knocks it down and fires to first. What a defensive play. Katie Shockey for the second out of the inning.
Helps to have that outfielder arm then, too.
Yes, it does.
Having a strong pitching arm.
And no panic on it either. Knocked it down and grabbed it and fired to first for the second out. And with 2 down, that brings up Bree Jeffers, who was a strikeout victim in her only plate appearance. First pitch, swing and a miss, had a pitch high for strike 1. Waiting on deck is Ashley Hickerson for Litchfield if Jeffers can extend the inning. There's a ball high, and it's 1-1. Hickerson hit the 2-run homer back in the second inning. I think we'll have a JV game following this one, but we will not have it for you. The pitch on the outside corner called strike 2. 2 outs, bottom of the fourth inning, Litchfield batting, trailing Hillsborough 16-2, bases empty for the Purple Panthers. The 1-2 pitch to Jeffers is high for ball 2. This game, a lot brisker pace than last night's baseball game. Swing and a miss by Jeffers. And the Purple Panthers are retired in order. We head to the top of the fifth inning. Hillsborough leads Litchfield 16-2. We're right back after these messages. Well, Hillsborough will have the 2, 3, and 4 hitters in the order as they bat in the top of the fifth inning with a commanding 16-2 lead. Leading off for Hillsborough will be Katie Shockey and another number on the back of the helmet, 0.
0.
Yep. Shockey's had quite the day on the mound today. Had a good day at the plate as well. A few hits. Couple of hits, 2 singles. Also has walked and scored. Scored 2 runs, and there's a pitch low for ball 1. We'll see if Comer can make a quick inning here for the Purple Panthers. The 0-1 pitch, high for ball. I meant 1-0 pitch, and that's 2-0 now. I knew it was a ball. It just came out of my mouth wrong. 2-0 pitch to Shockey is high for ball three. Already 6 walks allowed by Comer today to go along with 2 hit batters.
And a lot of them lead off innings. At least two of the innings, I think, she led off with walks.
3-0 pitch is in the dirt and a 4-pitch walk. Another leadoff hitter reaches for Hillsboro. Katie Shockey this time. Now Kai Hanner bats. With nobody out and a runner on first here in the top of the fifth. First pitch to Hanner from Comer. Line drive, good catch by the third baseman, Sipe. She fires to first, but not in time. What a catch. You got to be quick with your reactions there. She was. Whew. That was roped.
Yes, indeedy.
And we've got a pinch hitter here. It's Shelby Hooley's spot in the order. Because 17 was Hooley. This is not Hooley. So it's
32.
Jalen Milanos. So Jalen Milanos hitting. There's a pitch that's called strike one to Milanos. Get it written down in my scorebook. Check swing. They said she went. It's going to be called strike two. Milanos, a senior for Hillsboro. The count 0-2 with a runner on first and one out here in the top of the fifth inning. That one is high. Just missed the zone, and it's 1-2 now on Milanos. Waiting on deck is Sheridan Lyerla. As Milanos digs in from the right side of the plate. 1-2 pitch. Inside for ball two. Comer steps on the rubber. She winds and fires the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. That's the first strikeout of the game for Katie Comer. And now with two outs, Sheridan Lyerla will bat. If Comer can get Lyerla out, it'd be the quickest inning of the day for the Litchfield pitcher. That's on the outside corner, called strike one. Lyerla, one single today, also has reached on an error and has grounded out a couple times. 0-1 pitch in the dirt for ball one. One bounced in front of the plate. One is the count. The pitch is a ground ball to the left side, past the outstretched glove of Emily Sinion into left field for a base hit.
And the topper hit total is going to be very impressive, along with the 16 runs. And
I got to do a lot of math in order to count that up.
I know.
I'll do it in between innings, yeah.
There's 7 walks and 2 hit batsmen, so 9 base runners just from that.
Chloe Beck will bat for the toppers now with runners on first and second, 2 outs. That pitch is inside and low for ball one.
And we know at least one home run by the toppers. A couple off the wall doubles,
yeah.
And then a few line drive down line doubles.
Comer winds and fires the 1-0 pitch. It's a ground ball down the third baseline, foul. For strike one. I do know coming into the inning, Hillsboro had stranded 9 base runners. But when you score 16 runs, that's
going
okay,
to happen.
I guess.
Yes. Going to have a few.
The 1-1 pitch on the way from Katie Comer to Chloe Beck. Inside goes behind Beck, almost hit her. And it gets to the backstop, and it's going to be runners on second and third now. 2-1 the count. The pitcher and batter both smiling. As we know, Comer didn't mean to do that. That one just got away. 2-1 pitch. Catches the upper part of the zone. And it's 2-2 now. And Katie Comer is a strike away from allowing for not allowing any runs in this inning. 2-2 pitch. Popped up on the infield. Emily Sinyon's going to call for it, and she makes the catch for the third out of the inning. The quickest inning by far of the day for Litchfield. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Hillsborough leads Litchfield 16-2. We're right back after these messages on WSMI. Well, Litchfield will have the 7, 8, and 9 hitters in their order in the last hope for the bottom of the fifth inning as the Purple Panthers trail Hillsborough 16-2. Leading off for Litchfield will be Ashley Hickerson, followed by Mackenzie Emerson and Katie Comer. Hickerson with a two-run homer in her only plate appearance today. First pitch she sees from Katie Shockey down the middle for strike one. Hillsborough with 17 hits today in the ballgame. They have stranded 9 base runners. They've also, Litchfield's defense has also committed 4 errors. There's another strike to Hickerson, and she's down in the count, 0-2. And, Carl, Katie Shockey, very efficient day on the mound today.
Very efficient, not many pitches. She struck out 4 batters, walked none.
A line drive into right center field. That's going back. It's off the wall. So Hickerson digging for second, trying to get extra bases, and she does with a leadoff double here in the fifth inning. She is the only one who has hit Shockey really well. They have 3 hits today, 2 of them off the bat of Ashley Hickerson. And that'll bring up Mackenzie Emerson, the designated player. Mackenzie, a strikeout victim, her only plate appearance. She swings through that one for strike one. 16-2 our score here in the top of the fifth inning. Excuse me, bottom of the fifth inning. Shockey, she winds and fires on the outside. And it's 1-1 now. Corner infielders playing in. And there's a foul ball straight back, and it's 1-2 now. More specifically, first baseman Chloe Beck is playing very shallow, maybe to try and get the runner at third if the ball is hit into play. Shockey steps on the rubber. She shakes off a pitch, and now she fires. And it gets to the backstop. It's a ball. Hickerson digs for third, and she's in there safely. Count 2-2 now on Mackenzie Emerson. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Runner on third for Litchfield, who trails Hillsborough 16-2. Two two pitch on the way. Bloop off to the right side. That's gonna be. Did she catch that? They're gonna say it's a hit. They said it dropped. They said it dropped for a base hit. They said she didn't catch it, so a run scores. And that's going to be a bloop single off the bat of Mackenzie Emerson. A very delayed call. The base umpire did not see it. And the home plate umpire called it a base hit. So 16-3 your score after Ashley Hickerson scores off the RBI single from Mackenzie Emerson. But good effort there by Claire Tester. A diving play in right field. 16-3, and now Katie Comer will bat here. Still nobody out with a runner on first in the bottom of the fifth. Comer has not had a good day on the mound today. She could make up for it here at the plate. She flew out to the center fielder in her lone plate appearance. That one on the outside corner called strike one.
Is Claire Tesser made the dive?
Yes.
We'll have to give her credit for a great play, even if it's not a catch.
The ball touched the glove. Whether or not she actually ever caught it, I don't know. There's a weak ground ball hit back to the pitcher. Shockey fires the first, but it's an infield single, as Katie Comer just too quick on that one.
Well, actually, none of us can know because it seems like her back was facing everybody on
That's
the
right.
field from that point on. So there's really no way to tell for sure.
And now
without a camera back there.
That's right. Now we're to the top of the order for Litchfield, and Emily Sinyon will bat with runners on first and second. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Sinyon fouls this one off the right side and out of play for strike one. It's 16-3 as one run had scored already in this bottom of the fifth, but two runners are out at first and second. Waiting on deck for Litchfield, Mallory Beechler. Third train of the day making its way. And that's going to be called a ball. So it's 1-1. That looked close. Sinyon, the shortstop today for Litchfield. The 1-1 pitch on the way from Katie Shockey. Fouled off the mask of the catcher, and it's 1-2 now. The first three have reached for Litchfield here in this bottom of the fifth inning. Now we'll have a conversation on the mound with the infield defense. They may just wait out the train until it gets far enough away. We're ready to play ball again. Runners at first and second for Litchfield. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Purple Panthers trail Hillsborough 16-3. And there's a bloop on the infield caught by the first baseman, Beck. And there's no opportunity to get any of the runners there. So that's the first out of the inning. And Mallory Beechler will bat now with runners on first and second. One down. Beechler 0-for-2 on the day. She flew out to the shortstop and flew out to the third baseman. She bats from the left-hand side of the plate. She pops this one up on the infield. Is it going to stay in play? Third baseman Hooley makes the catch, fires to second, and she is back in safely, so no double play. Heads-up play by the third baseman Hooley, though.
Big play.
And that's
down that one out now.
Yes, down to one more out for Litchfield, and it'll be the third-place hitter, Lizzie Luttrell. She bats with runners on first and second, two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. She bats from the left-hand side. She's crowding the inside part of the plate now. She grounds it weakly to the second baseman. Lyrla fields it, fires the first for the third out of the inning. And that's going to be the ball game as Luttrell is retired 4-3. We'll take a break and wrap this one up after these messages on WSMI. Again, Hillsborough defeats Litchfield 16-3. We're right back after this. Congratulations to the Hillsborough Hilltoppers. They defeat Litchfield here at Litchfield High School. The final score, 16-3. And it was all Hillsborough, all Katie Shockey on the mound for the Toppers. And what an offensive barrage for the Toppers today, Carl.
That's what the key was to the game. Of course, they scored that two runs right off the bat in the first inning, but then the bottom part of the order got a rally going, and then I think the game was over after that big second inning.
Yes, they did. They scored two in the first, four in the second, seven in the third, three in the fourth, and they were held scoreless in the fifth, but the damage had been done by that point. They tallied 17 hits, stranded nine runners, and also reached on four Litchfield errors. We want to thank all of our sponsors, for without them, none of this is possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard here on the broadcast this evening, because, again, without them, we cannot bring you high school sports coverage at any point in the season. Thanks to our producer back in the studio, Tom Williams. He did a great job, as always. And finally, thanks to our hosts, Litchfield High School, for treating us so well each and every time we come here. Once again, our final score, Hillsborough defeats Litchfield 16-3. For Carl DeBar, this is David Jenkins saying so long from Litchfield.